KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Our forecast for today, mostly sunny, not as windy as the past few days. We'll have a high near 50 with winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. There is a chance for fire danger to the very high categories this afternoon across portions of the area for today and tonight, and that includes southwest, west central Iowa, and parts of eastern Nebraska. The fire danger could reach into the high category as well during the afternoons, well into early next week because of a lack of moisture and low relative humidity. Well, in the news, the Atlantic School District Board of Education held a very brief meeting Wednesday evening to hold a public hearing on the 2021-22 certified district budget. Superintendent Steve Barber confirmed there were no comments or objections raised by the public prior to the meeting. After the hearing was closed, the board entered the regular session and passed a resolution with regard to general obligation school bonds. Superintendent Barber explained the purpose of the resolution.
Whereas it is the best interest school district to increase the current levy of Series 2019 bonds for fiscal year 21-22, and the school district will apply the surplus levy amount to optional redeem a portion of the Series bond on or after May 1st, 2025. But then it also talks about that amount, taking it from the original end date of maturity of $200,000 in 2028 and a maturity of $655,000 in 2029.
Barber said, in essence, the district will prepay some of its general obligation bonds in the amount of $855,000. The Atlantic School Board Wednesday also approved the 21-22 certified budget.
Last year, our levy rate was $14.22. So by certifying this budget, we're saying that the property levy tax rate will be $13.95.
And the Atlantic School Board set Paraprofessional Day as April 7th. A paraprofessional is a non-certified support person who serves as an instructional assistant, educational assistant, a teacher's aide, or classroom assistant, and is generally responsible for specialized or concentrated assistance for students in elementary and secondary schools. Superintendent Barber said they typically buy some pastries and grapes to offer as a treat in celebration of their paras. Members of the CAM School Board and CAM School District's Facilities Committee will hold a special meeting by Zoom on Monday, April 5th. The meeting begins at 6:30. On their agenda is discussion with regard to a review of the current facility information, financial options to fund capital projects, along with the next steps and meetings for the process as it moves forward. You can find a link to that Zoom session in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The City Council in Walnut will meet this evening at 5 o'clock in person at the Walnut Community Center and online via GoToMeeting. For those unable to attend, you can click on this story for the link to that GoToMeeting, and you can also dial in. On the agenda is discussion with regard to a memorandum of understanding with AHSTW for the shelter and a water system in the business center. The Walnut City Council will also discuss the sesquicentennial celebration, which is set to take place July 30th, 31st, and August 1st, along with property maintenance matters. They'll receive updates on the out-of-the-box Ramsey's Market and a housing grant. Walnut City Council is also expected to act on approving a law enforcement services contract with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department and remind residents about general garbage pickup on April 20th. Well, the Iowa Department of Corrections Wednesday said 34-year-old Michael William Wickman, who was convicted of assault with a weapon on peace officers or others in Pottawatomie County, failed to report back to the Council Bluffs Residential Correctional Facility as required Wednesday. Wickman is a white male, 6 feet 1 inches tall, 176 pounds. He was admitted to the work release facility on March 10th of this year. Persons with information on Wickman's whereabouts should contact their local police. You can see a picture of that man in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Cass County Board of Supervisors held their regular meeting Wednesday morning in the courthouse boardroom. Much of their discussion pertained to vacancies on some local boards. There is currently one vacancy on the Magistrate Appointment Board, one vacancy on the County Board of Health, and three vacancies on the County Zoning Board. The Magistrate Appointment Board consists of two attorneys, one representative from the Judicial Commission, and three appointed citizens. Those citizen spots are served in six-year terms and only meet with a magistrate appointment as necessary. The board decided that they will try to recruit for that open spot and hopefully be able to appoint someone at their next meeting on the 6th, since a magistrate appointment will be coming up soon and they need the board to fill for that process. The supervisors said for the Board of Health position, Public Health Director Beth Olson would be searching for a suitable candidate to fill that spot, and then the supervisors could act on the vacancy. They do not currently have someone lined up for that spot. Board Chair Steve Beyer said they have one person lined up to fill the openings in the Zoning Board, but two spots still remain. The board will actively recruit for that spot, keeping in mind gender equity and countywide representation as factors. And Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren was at the meeting, at the beginning of it anyway, to explain a contract buyout for one of their new hires. The new deputy came from the city of Audubon, and they'll be paying 75% of his buyout for leaving that contract early. He will now be under contract in the same scenario for 3 years for Cass County. Supervisors discussed that this is a pretty standard procedure and essentially covers the cost of training. You can read more in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. For now, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.